Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are paying attention to everything that Taylor is doing. This episode, though, is a little sad because not every weekend can be an amazing weekend. Okay. We have been doing the show now for a couple of months, many episodes. I don't even know how many episodes at this point, Gia, but we bring a lot of positivity. Everything's coming, you know, from the tour, from Taylor's personal life, whatever else we're talking about. But, you know, sometimes bad things happen and terrible things happen. And unfortunately, this past weekend at Taylor's first show in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, a fan was overheated and unfortunately had to go to the hospital and later passed away. So it's been in the Taylor world. If you pay attention on Twitter, if you pay attention online, really in general, it's been pretty tumultuous, I would say, in a lot of different ways. And it's hard. It's a hard thing to talk about. We were just talking about it before this, like how to even really, we didn't do our due to do, you know? It felt like it felt weird to do the due to do.
It didn't really feel right. It's just, it's so sad. Like,
awful.
Just
it's awful
to think about a girl, you know, going to a Taylor Swift concert is something that people like dream about, especially the Eras Tour. So to have something like this unbelievable tragedy happen is just so heartbreaking. Like, it makes me so sad for just her family and everyone. It's terrible. So yeah, it's definitely a weird start off to the pod because, you know, obviously, like, we try to make this a positive place, but
for sure. Yeah.
It's just a crazy freak. Clearly the stadium did not prepare for the heat wave that was coming to Brazil. I mean, I checked the weather on Friday or something and it was like 115 degrees.
It was crazy. And the humidity is what people forget about. I did the same thing. I saw that temp and it was like 70% humidity and it's suffocating. You know, it really is. You can't breathe, especially in that space. Like, we were talking about this the other day, Gia, about the general admission tickets in general, how stressful it is to be in a concert situation like that, because it is so packed in and it's hot. It's, you know, emotions are running high. Mm-hmm. There's a performance going on. There's so much happening. And, you know, it can sometimes be a recipe for disaster, which is what we saw. And so Friday was her first show there. And, you know, and this tragedy happened. She continued on with the show. I'm not sure. I hear a lot of different things that we haven't heard really from her family specifically, like at what point in the show. I don't think it matters. I think that the fact that she was there for that and that's what happened is, you know, sad enough. But because of this massive heat wave going through Brazil, Taylor postponed her concert on Saturday. And rescheduled it for Monday, which was last night. And of course, obviously that meant that she wasn't going to the Eagles Chiefs game, which, like, you know, who cares at this point? But it shuffled things up. But I think that postponing the second show was the only thing to do, regardless. Yeah. I think that the first night, you know, we saw videos too of Taylor trying to perform in that heat. We saw other videos of fans and things like just really not doing well. And Gia, you're 100% correct on the fact that it is completely, like, from my vantage point, it's on the stadium. Like, how do you not prepare? How do you, like, not have enough water? How are you not letting people in with water in a heat wave situation like that? It's over 100 degrees and you're still putting on a concert and you're not going to make water, like, free and accessible. People, things are going to happen. Like, it's unfathomable how that happened. And I don't know. And there's a lot of buzz online about, you know, why hasn't Taylor said something directly? Why hasn't her team said something directly? I think that this is like a major lawsuit on the stadium and nobody's allowed to say anything like this. You know what I mean? Like, that's what this seems like. This is whoever's in charge of this situation is so fucked right now. Like, this is, you know what I mean? Not to be so blunt about it, but like, what the hell? How do you let this happen?
Yeah. I mean, it was a huge, huge fuck up with whatever people were in charge of, like, protocol of safety and security for these people, because they just were not taken care of. And that's like the saddest part. Right. In this article, it says like the heat index was nearly like 138 degrees Fahrenheit, which is fucking insane.
That's insane. You don't, you can't go outside like that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. And you could see videos of Taylor like trying to catch her breath. Like you could just tell that it was really, really brutal. And to not have water like easily supplied to people around, like you saw clips of Taylor walking around constantly telling people to get water. I was shocked on Saturday that, you know, it was a couple hours before the show started where she canceled it. I thought she was going to cancel it like first thing, because
I wonder what that was about. Maybe though. So that was another thing that people are saying online, that I guess the agreements, and nobody knows what they're talking about online, so it's ridiculous for me to even be like repeating it, but it does make sense why she would cancel it so late. It sounds like she was wanting to cancel it a lot earlier, but with the, like with contracts and with the stadium and having to perform, and can we reschedule it even? Like, is there time for that? Like, obviously a lot goes into rescheduling a show. Like, it's not like you can just, you know, and hope for the best, especially when it's making so much money like this. And I hate that that is the, you know, that is a factor. Like the sold out stadium is unfortunately a factor in whether or not she can postpone or cancel or do these things. It doesn't matter what, you know, what has happened. Mm-hmm. It really, you know, that's the bottom line, especially like, I don't know, on this international tour, I feel like it's so different. And especially after everything that happened in the United States with the economy, I feel like all of these countries, everybody is wanting this to come to their city because they want an economical boost. And I'm being dead serious when I say that.
Yeah.
Like that's like they, you know, people are so fucking hyped for this. I mean, she gets to Brazil, or when she was getting to Argentina, she had a, you know, basically like the royal, you know, security detail like from Argentina. Like, you know, people are like, it's another level at this point. And people aren't thinking about the safety of the people attending the concert. They're printing money, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's awful and it's shitty. And I just hope that, I don't know, she's got three more shows this upcoming weekend in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And I'm just hoping they're a little better equipped, because I don't know. It's, you know, the whole thing, it's just awful. It's just everything about it. It's so sad. It's terrible.
Yeah.
First night during this, you know, this overly hot night. What is she saying? She's saying Stay Beautiful and Suburban Legends.
Yeah.
Which, okay, cool, fine. But then
I know.
It's weird to like mention it, but like,
we're
about it. That's what she's saying. Yeah. Those were her surprise songs. But then what I think is a very sweet thing and a very touching moment was on Sunday when they played the show, she played, in addition to Dancing With Her Hands Tied, she also played Bigger Than the Whole Sky. And I don't know if she said, I didn't see it live myself. Did she dedicate it to Anna?
I don't think so. Implied, I think it just like implied. Yeah. Because she said in her statement, like, I don't think I'm going to be able to say anything on stage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which some of my friends were like, I don't get it. Like, how could she not say anything? But you have to think about it, like addressing a fan's passing in front of all those people, like, you don't want to say the wrong thing. Getting super emotional on stage is hard. Like, I don't blame her for not wanting to say something in like verbally on stage. You know what I mean?
I could never. I mean, Gia, we like we're, you know, pussyfooting around on doing this podcast, and it's talking to each other basically. Like it's a hard. Death is a hard thing to talk about, and death is and especially when people, whatever they're called, the cause isn't so clear. You know what I mean? Like the cause is clear of what happened, but it's who is at fault isn't so clear, and people want to blame anybody. People want to, you know, want justice. People want, it's an awful tragedy. And so people get, you know, they get upset, they get weird about it, and I understand.
There was
that.
Also a fan who died. He got like stabbed on the beach at 3 a.m. He was at a party and he was like supposed to go to the Eras tour too.
I saw that. Like the night before or something?
Yeah.
Like the day after this, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. What's going
it's
on?
So I know. It's so sad. I mean, I feel like, I mean, I don't really know anything about the lifestyle or whatever, or nightlife of Brazil and the safety and, you know, what it's like. But I feel like this probably caused such an influx of people. And I don't know how Rio, like their police and whatever.
Yeah, they prepped up for it. Who knows? But that's the thing too with all these, with these concerts, and like, are cities equipped enough to hold this tour at this point? Because even like I was saying, even in the States, like, it did, it boosted so much and it did so much. But if you look at it in a different light, I mean, the Eras Tour took over every town that it was in. The only town that like probably was the exception is New York City. You know what I mean? Like, New York City was, it was kind of unfazed because the stadium's not even in the city. But like, everywhere that this concert has gone on, it's, you know, it, the restaurants changed their food names to Eras Tour. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, it is so ingrained in the town when it's there. Imagine it on a, like, on an international scale. I just feel like the concerts hold so many more people, or maybe they hold the same, I guess. I don't really know. It just seems like so much more because of the general admission to me. Like, it's just scary. But so I think that, I think it sucks. I think it's terrible. You know, prayers up to Anna and her family. And, and you know, it's just Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah. It's like that. It's just, I can't imagine, like, it's just an awful, awful, awful thing that's supposed to be such an exciting day. And I, I feel like this is such a large scale of example of how sometimes venues and stadiums can take advantage of fans. I feel like concert safety, it has become such a low priority, whether whether it's a large scale like this or small scale like fucking like Terminal 5 in New York City. Like, they just don't care about fans, and it sucks. So I feel it just is so awful. You know, this is supposed to be like the biggest moment in people's lives, and to have someone pass away is just so, it's eye-opening for sure. And, you know,
It really is. And I hope you're right about it, about that. And I hope that people going forward are, you know, you have to be on your guard at a situation like this, even at a Taylor Swift show. Like, as much as we want to think like, oh, I'm going to this Taylor Swift show and I'm going to be with all my girlies and we're going to have a great time and nothing can go wrong. It's like, no, no, things still happen. And you know, accidents happen, tragedies happen. There are still bad people like that guy. Like, that's crazy. So you have to keep that all in mind. You have to think about your safety. And, you know, if you have to miss a Taylor Swift concert because it's too hot, you got to miss it because it's too hot. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. It's just, you can't think about, you know, I don't know. It's awful. It's awful. And I feel terrible. So thinking of them, thinking of Anna's family and thinking of Taylor and her team too, for, you know, still having to perform through all this. And, you know, I don't know. It just, everything about the whole situation is leaving a bad taste in my mouth, if I'm being real. And I think at this point, you know, we'll just get through it and move on. Right. Yeah. I think too, that a lot of people were wondering, or before the show was postponed, everybody thought, because we heard a rumor from Entertainment Tonight, which I think at this point we can say is a trusted outlet, because Tree Payne is always giving information to Entertainment Tonight. Whenever they post something or report something, it's usually from Tree. And so we trust them. But they had reported that Taylor was going to go to the Chiefs-Eagles like brother rivalry game that was last night. And in advance of that, a local radio station in Philly refused to play Taylor Swift music all weekend, which I think is hilarious.
People were
being weird about it. People were like, what the fuck? Like, blah, 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 salty. And I was like, no, that's hilarious. Like, of course, it's a rivalry and that's Jason's brother. And like, that's really funny to me. But, you know, they did all that for no reason because she wasn't there. And, you know, as we know, Barbie has a good day every day, but Ken only has a good day when Barbie's looking at her looking at him. And the Chiefs lost.
Travis Kelsey, he had like a bad drop or something. I
honestly didn't watch. I was watching some. I saw some. Not all.
Yeah, he did score a touchdown, but he didn't like have that many receiving yards. I think he only had like 44 receiving yards or something like that. So he like didn't really play that well. Hey, listen. I was fine. I was happy with
yeah,
it.
you were
So
happy about it. I know. Listen, I picked Eagles to win as well. I picked them to win, but only because I've said many a time that Jason Kelce is my real love. I love him. Like we love Travis now. Like that's fine. I love Travis now, I should say. And but Jason will always be my favorite. I'm sorry. He's just my favorite. And I
And
want good
well,
things for him. And I want him to win the Super Bowl so bad. But I do like, or I would like an Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl, obviously. That would be so fun. But I want the Eagles to win, especially after watching that the Kelce doc. But on Amazon or whatever. But yeah, so that's tough for Travis. But no worries, because he had all of Monday, everyone in the world fawning all over him, because
I
oh,
know.
in his free time, he just decided to go on the cover of the Wall Street Journal, have a like 12-page article written about him.
I
What,
know.
out of nowhere, huh? How
I
hilarious.
totally
Nobody
came out
did
of
this.
nowhere. I and it was like all about Taylor, which I thought was very funny
A
too. Like
lot
just
about Taylor. It was a lot. It was a long article, like really, really long, and a lot about his upbringing and like his parents and like the kind of person he is. And it's an interesting read, I would say for sure. But it's long as fuck. And the first half is all like his history, and the second half is 100% Taylor. Like,
I thought it was very, very, very cute. The way that he talks about her is so freaking cute. I also liked, there's like a little part about Donna Kelce when she went on, was it Good Morning America, where she kind of was like
the Today Show.
seemed a
When
little
she was rude as
sassy.
fuck. No, she was rude. And I remember writing a blog about it. I remember saying, and I was like, whether that's intentional or not, like that was rude, Donna. Like you gotta run it back. You know what I mean? Like, or walk it back a little bit. And she did. She like, did in that article. She's like, yeah, I'm still like stressed out about that time I went on the Today Show. And like, I don't know what she was trying to do. She was trying to feign interest as to like not spread rumors. That's her excuse. Like, whatever, Donna. Like,
Like, what are you even doing
fine.
on the Today Show in the first place?
I know. That is the question. Like that is constantly the question. Well, she loves a moment with the
She
press.
does. She wore her split jersey to a Canes, and she like ran the Canes
Did
drive-through and
she?
everything. And people were like freaking acting like it was Beyonce. It was so funny. I was
Let's chill out. Like we love Donna Kelce, but like,
I know.
it's just a mom.
She loves the spotlight. So you
She
know
loves the
what? Go.
spotlight. She loves the spotlight. She's a dancing queen. She can't shy away from the stage. Okay. But so yeah, that was all interesting. I bet Scott Swift is bummed out about missing the game.
I
He
bet, yeah.
now we know is an avid football fan.
Yeah.
In fact, playing football himself. I forget if that came out after we recorded last week or not.
I think
But
after.
yeah, so Travis, obviously an episode of New Heights with Travis and Jason, and they were discussing Scott Swift in the box with Travis during the Eras Tour show, and Travis had mentioned that Scott played football in college, which is interesting. And so they were just chopping it up. Football guys, do. What did he call him? He was like, he was calling him Mr. Swift, but he also said about the hanging high five. He was like, oh, sorry about that, bud or buddy or like whatever. Like, such a,
I
like,
thought it was funny that Jason was calling him Scott and Travis was calling him
yeah,
Mr. Swift.
that was hilarious. It was
Yeah,
hilarious.
it's
He's
very cute.
respectful man.
Yeah,
So,
I think we also forgot to talk about or didn't meant or I don't know if it came out later, but Travis's tweets, his old
oh
tweets,
my
like all they're
God. Oh
so
my
funny.
God.
Like
They are
all they're
hilarious.
yeah. Like, oh, just woke up, had a sandwich, hashtag sandwich, so yummy. Like you like
His tweets are very like 2010. Like every single one of his tweets is like they're all like from 2010, but they all just fit in perfectly with 2010 as a year and his like cadence and everything. And like he's just such a like I know that I am saying this in an endearing way, okay? Because I know I said this at the beginning in a negative way, but now I'm saying it in a positive way. It has dual purpose. He's just a big dumb doofus. Like he has, he's just living, okay? Like he's just living
Girls
his
have
life.
always wanted to text their dog.
Exactly. And now Taylor can. You know what I mean? Like that's exactly what this is. Like he is so golden retriever personified. Like it's wild.
It's
And
very cute.
that to me is also endearing. Like, it's, he's just a genuinely like
yeah,
he's just walking around. He sees a squirrel, spell it wrong. A squirrel.
Yeah, the misspellings are so funny, and all the hashtags are so funny. Mm-hmm. And it's very, I think it was very cute how, like, in the Wall Street Journal, he was like, Taylor's like, she's so smart, and it's just mind blowing, like how she could write these lyrics and all this stuff. And I was like, well, yeah, compared to the tweets that you're tweeting out, it's not, I don't think you're
right.
Exactly.
We don't think that you're a scholar. We never were thinking that you were like on your way to get, you know, a master's in literature or something, Travis. Yeah. Like, we understand. Yeah. That is hilarious, though. I love how he's like, damn, she's just so smart. Like, my girl's so smart. Did you ever watch the show The Other Two? Mm-mm. Which, oh my God, Gia, you have to. You would love that show so much. But it's on HBO, for those who don't know. And it's about these siblings. They have, it's these three siblings. The youngest sibling is basically Justin Bieber. And the two older siblings are both like trying to get in on, you know, the sister's trying to be like a PR person. The brother's also trying to be an actor. It's like this whole thing. But the sister's boyfriend is exactly Travis Kelce. Like, she's just this, like, power bitch where she's trying to like do all these things, but she's kind of a mess, whatever. And he's like a doctor, and he's like a good guy. And he just comes in and he's like, you look great, babe. Like, that's just his whole role. And it's hilarious. Lance, I think, is his name. And God, it's hilarious, but you have to watch it. And you will see the similarities because
Taylor,
love a himbo. You know what I mean? We love a himbo.
We love a himbo. Taylor's, I feel like, has dated all these like existential, like,
emo guys.
Yeah.
Guys who, so, you know.
Yeah, it's nice to see, like, writing a silly...
with their feather quills, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's nice to see writing... a silly guy. Yeah.
She's dating a guy who's writing in gel ink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's exactly
how she says her different pens. Like, she's dating gel ink.
The glitter gel. Yeah, for sure. Gel. It's very cute. I think that's probably maybe why they get along so well, because I feel like they probably counteract each other really well. Like,
well, sometimes it's when you are a very thoughtful person and you have, you know, these like words and lyrics and poems and you're creative and all this stuff going on in your head, it's sometimes nice if you talk with someone who isn't like that, because everything is just as it is. You know what I mean? Like, nothing has double meanings. Things don't, like, well, what is she really trying to say? What is she really trying to do? Whatever.
Yeah.
It's all just like can be taken at face value because that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with them, it's like, it's never that deep, really.
Yeah.
With them. Like, it's like, oh, this is great. And like, I'll tell you something. You trust what I'm saying. You believe what I'm saying, and vice versa. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that tweet that was like, it was quote tweeting Travis's quote about how, you know, every day she has a magnifying glass on her, and, he had to kind of.
He said,
obviously, I never dated anyone with that kind of aura about them. I've never dealt with it. But at the same time, I'm not running from any of it. The scrutiny she gets, how much she has a magnifying glass on her every single day, and she's just living, enjoying life. When she acts like that, I better not be the one acting all strange, which I love that.
It's amazing. I like that perspective. And true, it's like, that takes real, I feel like real confidence and, like a sense of self-awareness that I respect. Cause I feel like it's like, yes, it's a weird situation for sure. You go and people are following you around, paparazzi and whatever, but like, Travis, they're not there to see you. Like, they're there to see Taylor. So like, you're right. If you're acting weird about it and you're like, oh my God, it's like, you're not the one that's, you're going through it, but it's like, it's her going through it. So I think that acknowledging that it's like crazy for her and you're just there is like, you know, I'll be normal. I'll take her lead, whatever. Yeah.
Like, if she can act normal and it's all about her, like, why the hell can't I? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But someone quote tweeted that, and it was like the Taylor's lyrics. It was like, in quotes, it was like, would it be enough if I could never give you peace? And then Travis is like, a piece of what?
No, literally, that's exactly.
Yeah, it's so cute. So
right. There is. It's not a deep level of thinking in a good way. Like, in a way that it's like, right, we're not overthinking this. We're not. It's it's just, it is as it is. And yeah, that's what we're doing.
It must be so refreshing for her to like finally have someone that it like understands their role in like the press and paparazzi and stuff, because I just feel like, you know, we're Joe apologists here. We're sympathetic towards Joe, but you know, it was so obvious that he never wanted to be seen in public, hated the paparazzi, or at least when he was with her. And so it must be so nice for her to finally be with someone who just like gets it and understands the part that he plays.
Completely. And that's I love how you said that, the part that he plays, because that is true. Like, it's, she is a person who is so larger than life that if you are in her orbit, it's true. Like, everyone has their own role to play. Like, it's not, you're in her world now. You know what I mean? Like, that's, even if like when you were alone, yes, of course, like it's equal. It's this, it's that, you know, that's just your girlfriend. But like when you're around and out and in public and there are people following you and whatever, it's like, yeah, that is your role. So the Wall Street Journal article I thought was really good overall, like just well done. I appreciated that they didn't, I have two things. I appreciate that they didn't bring up anything about, or as far as I saw, anything about engagement or marriage or kids. And I appreciated that, because I think that the people, like, as much as we want to joke around, like, oh my God, proposing marriage, like they're getting married. I do hate the unnecessary pressure that people put on that. Cause I feel like we're all getting a little crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's gonna chill fuck out sometimes. Like,
and just, I feel like, okay. I've seen like 90 Dumois posts being like, they're getting engaged in 2 months. Like, they're getting engaged in 6 weeks.
It's crazy. Like, chill out. Like, I also, if ever that happens, I would love that to be a surprise. What a fun surprise that would be.
Yeah, totally.
About the days and waiting, like, hey, Travis, let's go. I hate when people do that in real life, even. Like, when people in real life get on other guys, like, oh, when are you popping the question? What? I think it's so fucking rude. Like, that's so much pressure and it's so unnecessary.
And I think it's also rude towards Taylor, and like being a woman, being in your 30s and not being married, like I feel like it's, oh my God, this, like, I feel like it's so lame to like just assume that now that she's like in her 30s, whatever, she gets her first like serious boyfriend after Joe, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, are they gonna get married? Oh yeah, it's
what song?
They always ask me if I'm gonna be your bride. Which midnight song is that?
It's a midnight or a Lavender Haze, I think.
Yeah. Lavender Haze. All they keep asking me is if I'm gonna be your bride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, how? Oh, free meeting will end in 10 minutes.
All I can be is a, oh shit. Well, I have like two more things, and then we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But
all they keep asking me is if I'm gonna be your bride. All I am is a one night or a wife.
Yeah.
And I like that line because, you know, well, I identify as well, because I'm like, it's annoying. Like, if you are dating someone or you are just seeing someone, like, that doesn't have to mean that you're going to get married. Like, that isn't the next step. Like, that, it's like, people forget, I think, in this, like, we're getting lost in this like instant gratification world. Like, it's more than ever lately, I feel. And so people need answers. Like, they need answers. Yeah. They need definitive timeline. They need things to happen. They need all this stuff going on. And it's just like, chill the fuck out. It's still their life.
They've been dating for like 4 months.
No, exactly. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So the Wall Street Journal provided a little bit more context on the timeline of things, which is cool.
So he said that, I think we talked about it on the show. He said, we were speculating, you know, did Taylor reach out to him, or did someone at her camp reach out to him? Like, did she DM him? It's just crazy to think about. But he confirmed that after the whole friendship bracelet thing, someone in her camp reached out to him, or someone in his camp, I guess, and was like, Taylor likes you or is interested, whatever.
Right.
Which is very cute and very weird.
Very weird, but also, Taylor's camp, yes, but more so like her cousins, like her family. Travis is talking about her cousins were at this Kansas City show, and they were taking they used the Chiefs locker room as like Taylor's dressing room when she was there, and her cousins were like taking photos in front of the Kelce locker, which is hilarious. So I guess that somehow that, like, they like put in a good word about him. Like, it's crazy how that all transpired. And it's actually so cute. I think that
very cute.
Is so like funny and organic and very like, you know, mastermind, all the stars align kind of vibe. And I really like that. I also think too that it's crazy that I've never once thought about Taylor Swift having cousins.
Yeah, totally.
People saying that, but like, I've never once been like, oh yeah, she like has a, like has like an extended family.
Yeah.
Right. Like, isn't that crazy? Imagine being Taylor Swift's cousin. Like, oh yeah, she's not my cousin. Like, she's so annoying. Like, she's always on tour. Like, she's always so biz.
I would use that all the time. Just constantly. Like meeting someone. Oh, God. My cousin Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and like, I would tell her too. Crazy. I'd be like, hey girl, like, just so you know, I'm about to name drop you at Zero Bond, like, to get it, you know? Like, 2 seconds, I would do that.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah. So yeah, so that's cute. But my favorite, one of my favorite quotes from the, Wall Street Journal article was, referring to Blank Space. He says, "Blank Space was one I wanted to hear live for sure. I could make a bad guy good for the weekend. That's a hell of a line." What, dude? Like,
I love him.
Hell yeah.
Like, yeah. It just, we just took a brief break and I was watching TikTok and,
oh yeah.
It was and someone was like, have a side by side comparison. It's Taylor singing "The Lakes." And it's like, I want Auroras and Sad Pros, like all this like very like introspective lyrics. And then
that's my fave song.
Yes. And then it cuts to Travis and he's like on his podcast talking about Elon Musk. He's like, I feel like I should be talking about this in a robot accent. Like, it's just like. It's very, very cute. And I
want Auroras and Sad Pros. Yeah. And he's like literally doing robot accent. That's so funny.
He just seems like such a goofy, fun, sweet guy. And I just feel like it's just everything about them. Anytime something comes out, it just really makes my heart warm. And I just love them. I really would love to be a fly on the wall for what they talk about, but it's so same. Cute. Yeah.
Same. And so rumors are swirling, as always, as they do, that what are they going to do for the holidays? Are they going to spend time together? Taylor does have off until February, I believe. Like, she's off from after this second stint in Brazil. She's off for all of December. And then I think gets, and I maybe January too.
Let's see.
Because does she go right to like Tokyo? Like, I don't know why I feel that way. Like, but I think I'm wrong. I feel like we need to have like a permanent.
Yeah. Like
I need the Eric's schedule dates like permanently.
Yeah. She doesn't go to Tokyo until February 7th.
That's the one that she, but does she have a show in between there?
No. Right? Okay. November 26th.
And that's the Super Bowl, by the way. That's the Super Bowl.
Oh,
that's the one that everybody's like, is she gonna go, and then is she gonna end the show, fly back, and with the time difference make it back in time for the Super Bowl if the Chiefs are in it, which I think without a doubt she does that. So at this point especially because she couldn't do this game, especially because like there's a lot of things, and I think that like that's another prediction we're making here on Taylor Watch, and we'll see if we're right or if we're wrong. But so far, we have a good track record for that.
Yeah, I mean, she's like kind of a good luck charm with Travis. So I feel like if they do make it, he's definitely going to want her there. It's just, I mean, going from Tokyo to Kansas City is fucking crazy. But I would do it for my man if he was playing in the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Yeah. Who wouldn't at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, like that, of course.
Please.
But yeah, so it's Travis's time to shine right now with this article, cover star, you know, whole thing. Good for him, getting a little shine for himself. Getting background on him. We all wanted to know. I'm sure the Wall Street Journal numbers are blowing up because all the Swifties are reading.
I was trying to read the full article. I had to like watch stuff on TikTok about the article because I had to pay money. But I was just like, I can't.
Oh no, it's so stupid. I think if you signed up, you just had to sign up like for free to read it. Like, it was like confusing though. The only reason I did it, I like looked into it enough, is because I like wrote the blog about it. And I was like, I have to like use quotes, and I just want to be able to copy paste them. But it was, like, of course, they throw up all their signups and stuff like that. Like, they're crazy for that. So, but, you know, everybody's trying to get a piece. Everybody's trying to get their bag. And media is no exception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But, all right. So let's see. What do we have? Coming up?
The Stars Taylor Swift night, which I am very excited for. Yes.
That's going to be great.
Yes.
It's going to be so cute. It's so fun.
Yeah, I hope someone dances to some deep cuts. I hope it's not all just like Shake It Off in 22. I want someone to dance to like, I don't know, Champagne Problems or something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Touch on
yeah,
your
like a contemporary.
Like a very dramatic.
Same,
yeah,
she's
yeah, yeah.
Fucked in the head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They could do it. Look, if they're using their brains, they should have consulted us, first of all, as always. They should always consult us first, but like they could have, you know, they could have and they didn't. So we'll just have to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in a house with all these people. I think that's pretty, so we've got that going on tonight. We have Dancing with Stars, Taylor Swift, and then Brazil, three more nights coming up this weekend. And then our girl's on vacation. So
yes. So Monday is going to be a pretty busy day for us because it's going to be Cyber Monday. That's
Monday.
At night though, right?
That's at night. So we should be able to,
to record.
But if not,
have a spelling bee.
We do have a spelling bee. I actually forgot about that. That might put a wrench in things. Spelling bee is going to take a long time. I think it's going to take a lot longer than they think. So we may not be able to, Taylor Watch might come a little bit later on a Tuesday for everybody again. If things don't go our way for Cyber Monday, but regardless, keep your eyes peeled on Cyber Monday as well as Black Friday. There will be 20% off in the Barstool Sports store, store.barstoolsports.com. We have so many things on the store. We have Taylor stuff, not all that other stuff. We already talked about that, but we do have some great sweaters. We do have some great t-shirts, things like that. Go do your Christmas shopping, do your holiday shopping, whatever. Looking forward to that, and pay attention for when the spelling bee comes out and watch us at the telethon on Monday.
Yes.
That'll be
fun.
It's a fun time. I love watching it. It's really like I like watching it, I like being part of it. I like good vibes.
It's my first time, so I'm excited, I'm nervous,
you're
I'm
gonna
ready.
Love it. You're gonna love the energy of it. You're gonna forget all about Chicago when we do the telethon on Monday. Which will be great. So you know, prayers up to Taylor, prayers up to all those people. Let's hope for a more positive week, a better week.
I hope Sao Paulo is safer. I hope that they, you know, put in some precautions, extra security, extra waters, whatever. Because this weekend was just as unnecessary tragedy. And I really hope Sao Paulo like gets their shit together, because you know, this is something that people should be enjoying, not feeling scared or unsafe.
Completely agree. Couldn't have said it better myself, Gia.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
Love you guys.